India is famous for its craze about cricket, its hockey glory, and its passion for football. But one afternoon, in a green grassy patch in the heart of Kolkata, surrounded by towering high-rises and honking traffic, I watch a different game in progress.
Imran, prop, mere jaga prop.
This is rugby, and this is a team called the Jungle Crows.
Crow just seemed like the ideal kind of animal. You know, it's smart. It works on its own. It works in a group. So does really well in Calcutta. So why not Jungle Crows?
That's Paul Walsh. He came to Kolkata as a British diplomat and now has stayed on as an ambassador of sorts for rugby, a game that is little known in India. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Walsh grew up in Wales, where rugby is the national sport.
Those kind of classic, being out in a muddy field, being cold and wet, playing rugby.
He missed it when he was posted in Kolkata as a diplomat, so he got friends together to throw a ball around in the Maidan, the park in the heart of the city. Soon he noticed young kids roaming around the Maidan aimlessly, standing and watching curiously.
Increasingly, you know, young people, young children would kind of come along, watch the game, ask to take part.
Now, rugby is more than a game here. It's social development. It's for kids from hardscrabble communities growing up in slums to come together, learn life skills, and dream a little bigger. Like Pratap Kundu, who ran away from home as a boy and was living in a train station.
Because of my mom got married to someone else, and you know, that guy, he doesn't want me to stay at home.
Pratap was taken into a home for runaway and orphan kids. There, he discovered some of the older boys would go to play a strange game with a strange egg-shaped ball. For him, it's not just a game now, it's life lessons.
It's give you a lot of friends, first of all. Rugby is not a game, actually. It's teach you everything like discipline, you know, how to communicate with people, how to meet different people.
Rugby landed him his first job, got him a scholarship to study sports management, and helped him go spend 11 months in Seattle at a community college through the American Center, where he saw snow for the first time. And he remembers he came running out in his tank top.
I was sleeping and suddenly I wake up and I saw that from my window that everywhere is full of white. And I was like, came out because I was so excited. And after like five minutes, I was like stuck like.
It's not easy to carve out time for rugby. These kids come from families which are struggling for money. Many of their fathers work as taxi drivers, their mothers as cooks and domestic helps. Where other sports teams worry about proper diet and training, here kids can show up without any food at all. Parents are afraid. Rugby is about breaking bones. Pratap hopes his own life can inspire them to push ahead. He tells them.
Don't be sad because, you know, you didn't get a good opportunity from your childhood, but now you have a chance to grab it.
Some of these youngsters are now playing at state level and internationally. Many of them never had passports until they needed to go play abroad, says Walsh, much to the disbelief of visa officers.
Who are you? Why are you going abroad? You know, why do you need a passport? I'm going to America. What?
Now, more passports and more visas are needed. There's a film in the works about the Jungle Crows kids. But while that fame is fun, Paul Walsh says the real kicker is seeing the excitement in their eyes as they encounter the weird new ball.
But the kids, they kind of get it and they get into it and they love it and that's the real motivation, especially when you go to a new place. It's just to see the eyes and the way the children kind of get a buzz out of that, you know, all these kind of names they give it, you know. Dinosaur egg. And
Jungle Crows might be in India, but there's no reason it could not fly anywhere else.
So, you know, a lot of some of the programmes that we've done as part of Kerala Rugby are programmes that will be done in London, are programmes that would be done in, you know, in Miami. So it's not about me saving the souls of Calcutta. It's about doing really interesting, good, fun stuff with kids that helps them. You know, it's not, I'm not some bleeding heart. Sometimes.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.